We would like to thank this week's sponsor, Jacob Steinmetz. Thank you for all your support and everyone's support in helping us learn Torah here. So in this week's parsha, Avram wants to find a shidduch for Yitzchak. So he sends Eliezer Abed Avram to find him a wife. And Eliezer comes up with this whole plan of how he's going to determine who the right girl is for Yitzchak. So the pasuk says in Perek Chav Dalet, pasuk Yud Dalet, Vahayah Nara Shero in source one, Vahayah Nara Shero Amar Laha Hatina Chadech VeEshteh VeAmra Shesei. The Gam Gemalecha Ashke Osa Hochachta Lavdachal Yitzchak Uvayda Ki Asisa Chesed in Adoni. So Eliezer says that the girl who will offer me to drink and my camel, then I will know that girl is the one who is right for Avram. So the question that is glaring is: isn't this a problem of Nichush? The pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, Lo Sinachashu, there's a prohibition of Nichush. And what is Nichush? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Samachayim Beis, in source 2 over here, says, Tanu Rabbanan, Menachesh. What is Menachesh? How does one violate the prohibition of Nichush? Zeha Omer, Pito Naflo Mipiv, Makolo Naflo Miyado. Someone who says, oh, bread fell from someone's mouth, or from his mouth, or his stick fell, that's a sign of something to come. Beno Korilo Me'acharav, Oriv Karlo, the bird's calling, Tzvi Hifsiko Bederech, a deer passed in front of him, Nachash Minmino Vashul Vesmolo, Al Taschel Bi, Shachresu, Rosh Chodeshu, Motzoi Shabbosu. Basically, anyone who, based on some sign, something happens, or it's some auspicious time, decides whether to do or not to do something, violates the prohibition of Nichush, Lo Sinachashu. So you'll tell me, but that's for the Jewish people. But who says that B'nai Noach are mitzuv in the prohibition of Nichush? We don't find that it's from the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So 2 points. Number one is there is a Gemara, also a Sechas Sanhedrin, earlier on Daphne and Vavim Beis in source 3. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kola Omer Parshas Kishuf Ben Noach Musar Lav. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that anything that's written in the Parsha of Kishuf, including Ma'onen, Menachesh, Mechashef, so Nichush is included, according to Rabbi Yossi, in the prohibition of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, or there are more than seven, according to Rabbi Yossi. But the idea of Kishuf and Nichush is Oster for B'nei Noach. So how could Eliezer seemingly violate the prohibition of Nichush? Because again, what did he do? He said that if such and such happens, then I will know that this is the right shidduch for Yitzchak, the son of Avram. If she will do such and such, he devised the whole plan and was going to act based on that simon. L'chorah, he was violating the Isra of Lo Sinachashu. We can ask the same question in terms of on the Hanhaga of Yonas and Ben Shaul. We know that in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Yonas and Ben Shaul was going to battle with the Plishtim, and he was severely outnumbered, and he devised a plan with his assistant that if the Plishtim call out to him and say, wait for us, we're going to come to you to do battle, then it was a sign that they should stay where they are. However, if the Plishtim say, you come to us, that was a sign that Yonasan and his Nah were going to succeed in beating the Plishtim, even though they were outnumbered. And the Pesukim describe how when the Plishtim said that come up to us, Yonasan and his Nar acted upon that. They acted upon that simon, that sign. They thought that was a simon min hashamayim, that they will succeed in defeating the Plishtim, even though they were outnumbered at that battle. So seemingly we can ask the same question on Yonasan ben Shaul. How could it be that he acted based on an omen, based on a simon, l'chora, that is an iser of Nichush? To make matters worse, there's a Gemara in Maseches Chulin on Tzadi Hei Amud Beis. This is in the Sogya of Basar Shin Asalim and Ayin. So the Gemara says as follows in Source 4. Rav Hava Ka'azul Abei Rav Chanan Chasani. So Rav is going to Rav Chanan, his son-in-law. Chazi Maver the Ka'azul Apei. He saw, he timed it perfectly. He saw that there was the shuttle that was coming to him to cross the river. Omar Maver Ka'azul Lapi Yomatav Lago. From the fact that I timed it perfectly and there was a... the shuttle was coming to escort me. It must be as a siman hashamayim that when I get to my son-in-law's house, there's going to be a big party. Says the Gemara, Ozel kama bava. So he went. He got to the door. Odik beviza de dasha. Chazi chavez de talia. So he went. He looked into the peephole, into the crack in the door, and he saw inside of the house, inside of the son-in-law's house, that there was a. There was an animal that was hanging, meaning there was flesh. They had flesh ready to be eaten. Tarfa bava, he knocked on the door. Nofuk asu kuli amalape. Everyone came out to greet him. Oh, the shver is here. Rav is here. Also the zedi. Asa tapchinami. And the butcher, who was supposed to be watching the meat, also came out. Lo olim rav eine mine. And Rav didn't keep his eye off of the meat, because he was concerned, we'll see, he was concerned about the prohibition of basar shin asalim in ha'ayin. You can't leave the meat without anyone watching it, because since the butcher came out to greet Rav, Rav made sure that he was watching the meat. Amar luhu, ichu hashta, svisa luhu isur levinei bart. If not, you guys are about to feed us non-kosher food. Feed your grandkids non-kosher food, because if not for me watching the meat the whole time, it would have fall into the prohibition of basar shin asalim in ha'ayin. But he watched it. Says the Gemara, lo ocha rav mehu bistrup. But nevertheless, Rav didn't eat from the meat. They made a whole party, Rav didn't eat from the meat. So why not? Ask the Gemara, my time, but why didn't Rav eat from the meat? Im ishum yelume, if you're going to tell me because of the prohibition of basar shin asalim in ha'ayin, halo yalem. That's goofy what Rav was doing. He was watching the meat the entire time to avoid the problem of basar shin asalim in ha'ayin. So why wouldn't Rav partake of the meat at the party? Says the Gemara, Ella denachish. You'll tell me maybe it's because he did nichush. And Rabbeinu Gershom over here in the Gemara in Chulin explains that since he, in order to relate it to this party, he did nichush. Why? What happened? Because he said that from the fact that the caravan, the shuttle was coming to greet me, it was a simon that there was going to be a great party when I get to my son-in-law's house. So since with respect to the su'uda and the meat, he acted with nichush, therefore he didn't want to have anything to do with the meat, he didn't want to partake of the meat. Is that why he didn't eat from the meat? Says the Gemara, no, v'amar Rav, kol nochash, she'eno, ke'eliezer eved Avram, u'keyonas and ben shol, eno nochash. Says the Gemara, any nichush that's not like the nichush of Eliezer, Eved Avram, and Yonas, and Ben Shol is not nichush. Ella, Sudas Harishos Havoy, rather Rav didn't eat from the meat because it was a Sudas Harishos, it wasn't a Sudas Mitzvah. Rav, Lomestani, Mi Sudas Harishos. Rav was no hake to not partake of a Sudah unless it was a Sudas Mitzvah. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that any nichush that's not like the nichush of Eliezer, Eved Avram, and Yonas, and Ben Shol is not nichush. It sounds like from the Gemara that Eliezer Eved Avram and Yonasan ben Shaul taka din nichush. And as long as it's not like their nichush, it's mutter. But how you talking? Eliezer Eved Avram and Yonasan ben Shaul, such great tzaddikim, they violate the prohibition of nichush. So the Rishonim asked this question on the page. Tosfos already asked the question here in Source 5. Tosfos asks, Eliezer Eved Avram, Vim Tomer, Eliezer Heach Nichesh, Lamand Amar Perk Arba Misos and Sanhedrin Davav, Kol HaAmar B'Parshas Mechashef Benoch Mozralov. So Tosfos asks, how could it be that Eliezer did Nichesh? There is a Shita in the Tanoim in Maseches Sanhedrin that B'nai Noach are Muzhar on Kishuf, and Nichesh is included in the Parsha of Kishuf. So how could it be that Eliezer Eved Avram, which the Gemara seems to say, Eliezer Eved Avram violated nichush? So says Tosfos, v'yesh lomar, da hu tana savar shelo nosan lo hatzmidim ad shehigida lo bas mihi. Tosfos is a chiddush in the pesukim. That tana, that opinion in the Tanaim who holds that B'nai Noach are Muzar and Kishuf has to assume that Eliezer didn't actually rely on the siman. He said that if the girl does such and such, then I know that she's for Yitzchak. But he didn't fully rely on it, and rather he gave her the tzmidim, which is maybe the kes of kiddushin. He betrothed her even before, on behalf of Yitzchak, even before she told him who she was. So he didn't completely rely on the siman. Therefore, it was permitted. So Tosis is bothered by the obvious question, but that seems to be against the psukim. Even though in the psukim the order is that he gave the nezem zahav and then vayomer basmiat, and then she told him, then he asked and she told him who she was. It sounds like he completely relied on the siman. He didn't first clarify whether she was from the mishpacha. Says Tosfos, no, in muktam umuchar b'Torah. It's not in order. And the reality is that Eliezer wouldn't rely completely on the siman. He waited for her to say who she was, and then he gave the kes of kiddushin. V'chein muchach kishesiper dechsev ve'eshal osa ve'omar bas miyat. And he says, Tosfos says, it's also meduyik in the hemshech of the psukim. Why? Because we know later on when Eliezer starts telling the whole family what happened, he says first she said who she was, and then he gave her the kes of kiddushin. So Tosa says, really, that's a raya that Eliezer Ever Avram didn't actually rely on the psukim. Didn't actually rely on the siman. So as we know, that's not like Rashi, right? Rashi ala Torah quotes from Chazal that really what happened was Eliezer gave her the kes of kiddushin, and then asked her who she was, and she responded that she was from the family. Oh, but when he was telling over the story, why did Eliezer switch it? So Rashi quotes from Chazal, so that they don't think he's crazy. Pasuk Mem Zayin Rashi says, Shina haseder shari hu tchila nosan v'achakach shal ela shelo yitfesu bedvar v'yomru. So they don't say to him, how could you, what were you thinking, giving her such an abundance of jewels before you find out who she actually was? But in reality, says according to Rashi, Eliezer actually gave the kes of kiddushin before he found out who she was. So according to Rashi, it sounds like he relied on the siman. But Tosa says, no, the psukim are not exactly in order, and really he didn't rely on the siman. So Tosa says, in the next Tosa, it's not on the source sheet, but Tosa says the same thing about Yonasan ben Shaul, that his whole plan was just to encourage his assistant who was with him, but regardless, they were going to go up against the Plishtim, even though they're outnumbered. It was just to encourage him, to show him that we're going to go, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us, but he was not completely being somech in it. So Shitas Tesis is that the Isra of Nichosh is only if you completely rely on the Siman. However, if the Siman is like a Chizuk, Zeros, encouragement, but you're not going to rely on it, you're not going to completely decide based on the omen, based on the siman, that doesn't fall into the prohibition of nichosh. That is Shitas HaTosfos. The Ran, over there in Maseches Chulin, and also in his Drashos, I'm pretty sure it's in Drush Yud Beis, the Ran gives a different teretz. The Ran says, not every siman, not every omen, falls into the prohibition of nichosh. Hagei ba'atzmecha. If I knew that it was supposed to rain tomorrow, and I say, you know what, it's supposed to rain tomorrow, I'm going to plant my field. And I'm completely acting based on that siman. Is that nichosh? No, says the Ran. That's obviously not nichosh. Why? Because it's very logical. It's very mistaber that I'm going to plant when it's going to rain. So any time my decision is based on a siman, which is very logical, it's mistabra, there is reason behind it, that doesn't fall into the prohibition of nichosh. So says the Ran, think about it. Eliezer Avram, what was the siman? What did the pasuk say? When I ask from her to give me drink, and to give my camel drink. And she does. She listens. Then I'll know she's for for Yitzchak. So the Ran explains that Eliezer was trying to find out whether she was a balas midos, whether she would be act with chesed towards Eliezer would be a similar davar that she's a balas midos, and she's a balas midos. She's proper. She's fitting for Yitzchak. So that's what Eliezer was trying to do. It wasn't a simon of something that was illogical, made no sense. And he was going to base his decision, he was going to determine his decision based on that omen. Rather, it was something that was very logical, and that doesn't fall into the prohibition of Nichash. And he says the same thing with Yonasan ben Shol. Here's in source 7. V'chein Yonasan ben Shol, shabikis lahakos mat b'machne plishtim, huvenos akela bilvad, lokach zasim la'atzmo, shim yomru, oloenu, yenira shehim yireim imarav, ubekayotzi bezeh batach Yonasan, bigvuraso shun venos akela v'yifku behem. Meaning it depends, on the way they responded. If they responded in a way that they sounded fearful, then Yonasan knew that they had the upper hand, even though they were outnumbered, they had the upper hand, and they would be able to defeat the Plishtim. So really, in those two cases, the simon was something that was logical, and that doesn't fall into the prohibition of Nichash. That was what was going on with Yonasan and Eliezer. So the question the Ran asks is, if that's the case, what about Rav in the Gemara? Right, the Gemara Maseches Chulin says that Rav may have violated the prohibition of Nichosh when he said that, oh, the boat's coming. That must be a simon that there's a party that's happening at my house. So how is that logical? What is that? That there's no connection between him timing the boat, the caravan, the shuttle, right, and the party happening at his son-in-law's house. Yeah.
That's what the Ran says, no?
Yeah. So the Ran in the Hemshech, if you look four lines before they end. Where are we? Three lines. V'chi my sin la b'gemara. V'rab lo tala maisa b'mavra. Shari lo omer imavra osi la poi izel. V'ilo lo izel. Exactly. So the Ran says that even though the Gemara quotes the Maisa of Rav and the Maisa of Eliezer, Eved Avram, and Yonasan ben Shol in the same context, the heter of the two was very different. The heter of Eliezer, Eved Avram, and Yonasan ben Shol was that their simon, their omen, was logical. The heter of Rav was different. The heter of Rav was that he wasn't really acting based on the simon, like the Ran says. Rav lo tala maisa b'mavra, shari lomar iya mavra asalapai izel vilo lo izel, ela d'chichaza mavra dasalapai, omar yomatav lagav, v'chevan shekein amai lo ochel meahu. And that's why the Gemara asks, Rav didn't really violate Nichosh, because he wasn't really acting based upon it. So how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says, kol nochash she'eno ke'eliezer eved Avram u'kiyonos ben shol enu nochash. Any Nichosh that's not like the Nichosh of Eliezer, Eved Avram, and Yonasan ben Shol is not Nichosh. So, according to the Ran, the read of the Gemara is as follows. Eliezer, Eved Avram, and Yonasan ben Shol completely relied on the simon. However, it was permitted because it was very logical. So, in the same way that Eliezer, Eved Avram, and Yonasan ben Shol completely relied on the simon, ba'ofen Haheter, ba'ofen mutter, if someone were to completely rely on a simon in a way that's usser, in an illogical simon, that would be an isser of nichosh. And Rav didn't do either of those because Rav didn't completely rely on the simon. It was just, he thinks, oh, this is a similar davar that maybe I'm going to go to a party, but he was going to go to the son-in-law's house regardless. Yeah.
I think that way of reading the Gemara, that it's the Tzuras HaTnai, which is usser, even though in that particular life it was mutter, is also true for the Tosos. I mean, it's not, I don't think that's, is that unique to the Ran? Because it also has to learn the Gemara that way.
Correct. Meaning that the Kol Nachash Inu Kelez, No, because according to Tosas learns Tosas is an easier read of the Gemara. Tosas kol nachash einu kaliyazer aravam the Yonasan ben Shaul einu nachash. The point is that they weren't so mechanic, right? Eliezer Eved Avram and Yonasan ben Shaul. It was. You're saying it's the same as the Ran in the sense that Lu Yitzuyer, they were so mechanic. Yes, correct. Maskim. Okay. That is the Shita of the Ran. And Rabbeinu David, quoted by the Ran in Maseches Sanhedrin, the son of the source sheet, in Maseches Sanhedrin and Daf Samachayun Bez on the Gemara there, but about Nichosh, the Ran quotes Rabbeinu David, who says very similar that the prohibition of Nichosh is only if it's illogical, but if there's any science or svara behind it, it doesn't fall into the prohibition of Nichosh. Okay. What about the Rambam? So in Source 6, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Dalet, Ein Menachash in Ka'akum. Says the Rambam, you're not allowed to do Nichosh like Akum. Shneimar lo senachashu. Ketzad, the Rambam gives a few lists of examples. Then look at the bolded part. V'chein hamesim simonim la'atzmo im yerli kach v'kach ese dvar ploni vim lo yerli lo ese. So if a person were to make a simonim and say that if such and such happens to me, I'll do such and such. If it doesn't happen, I won't do it. Kel yezer eved Avram. V'chein kol kayotze v'dvarim ha'elu. Hakol aser. V'chol ha'osem ma'isev m'pnei davar m'dvarim ha'elu loka. Says the Rambam, anyone who makes his act, his decision, based on, dependent on a simon, an omen, like Eliezer Eved Avram, that falls into the prohibition of Nichosh. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, Zeh shibush gadol, shari davar zeh mutter, umutter hu. This is mutter to do such a thing. Where did the Ram get this from? Vulai hit eyu haloshon shara. Maybe the Rambam made a mistake because he misread a Gemara. The Gemara says in Chulin, like we just read, Kol nachash she'eno ke'eliezer v'yonasan eno nachash. He thought the way to read the Gemara is any nichosh that's not like the nichosh of Eliezer and Yonasan, meaning what Eliezer and Yonasan did was incorrect, eno nichosh, v'hu savar shalini isr ne'amar v'lohi. He thought the Gemara was criticizing Eliezer and Yonasan, but that's incorrect. El hachikamar, eno roy lismoch v'eich chashav al. But El Hachikamar, eno roy lismoch. How could the Rambam think of such a thing on Eliezer and Yonasan? And if they were around, they would throw fireballs at him. Pretty serious stuff. So, what is the pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam seems to say that Eliezer Eved Avram taka violated Nichosh. So the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam must be of the opinion, he paskins, that there are only Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and Kishuf, Nichosh, are not Nichlal in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So, in a Chanan, Eliezer Eved Avram acted Shalokidin. Eliezer Avram didn't act Shalokidin because he was not Musar in the prohibition of Nichosh. And what about Yonas and Ben Shaul? So the Kesef Mishnah says maybe the Rambam didn't have that in his girsa. That's what the Kesef Mishnah suggests. Taka Yonatan Rishol didn't do Nichosh, it's not in the Gemara. Why wasn't it Nichosh? Maybe like the Ran says, it wasn't Nichosh because it was very very logical. The Gemara doesn't mention it, and when you read the Psukim and Shmuel, why isn't it a problem of Nichosh? The answer is because it was very logical. There was no problem of Nichosh there. Maybe that's the opinion of the Rambam. But if you look at the Rambam in the beginning, the Rambam writes, Ein menachashim ka'akum. What's that lashon of Ein menachashim ka'akum? So, based on that diuk, and to friend for the kasha of the Ravid, the Sefer Avodas HaMelech gives a teretz, and he writes in Source 8, Ein menachashim ka'akum, shnemar lo senachashu. Haloshon ka'akum, eno muvan. What's this lashon of ka'akum? Re'ish yisham du'azeh, ava ha'nireh she'rabbeinu davar gadol hishmianu kan. The Rambam is telling us something very significant lahalach in terms of the definition of the Isser of Nichosh. The davka imenachesh ka'akum uka'osem shaman al kaman she'sover sha'anochash yeshul erech ve'inyin b'fnei atzmo. Nichosh is if you think that there's inherent value in the omen. You think there's inherent value in the simen that be'etzem, if such and such takes place, it's indicative of the fact that you should do something. Aval im omer yekach os hu shekein ritzon Hashem yizbarach ein bezem mishum nachash. However, if a person says that such and such takes place, it's a simen l'davar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this to take place, you're not toled be'etzem on the simen, rather you're toled on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you make the simen a simen, that it's the Ratzon Hashem. You make the os a simen, that it's the Ratzon Hashem. Says the Avodas HaMelech B'das HaRambam, that does not fall into the prohibition of Nichosh. And he says, and where did the Rambam get this from? From the Gemara in Chulin. Kol nachash einu keliezer aravam, kiyonos menshol, einu nachash. Rotzel lomar, she'einu somech alav la'asos maisal piv, that you don't rely on it to do a maisal piv. Al hikshu rabbeinu she'eich samcholav keliezer v'yonason. And the Ravid was masik on the Rambam from this Gemara. So a little weiter. But if you look at the Psukim, he says, Aval Eliezer, Hari Omar, Oso Hochachta, La'avdachol Yitzchak, Uba'i da Kiasisa Chesed Imadoni Avram. It's Meduk in the Psukim that Eliezer was just using this simen as a way to determine what the Ritzon Hashem was. If she does this, then I will know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is what you want, this girl you want to be for Yitzchak. V'yohonas anamar, v'imko yomru olu alinu, v'alinu ki nosdam Hashem b'yadenu, v'zelonu ha'os. So that's not Nichosh at all. As long as the os is used as a way to determine the Ratzon Hashem, that's not bechlal, the prohibition of Nichosh. And just to end off, because it's getting late, Rashi, b'metek l'shono, Ala Torah, Kedarko, addresses this question without doing it explicitly. Rashi on the Pasuk, in source 1, Vahi Hanara, the Vihayohanara. Rashi says, the Hayana Rashi Omar Lehatina Khadeh Veshtev Amra Shesev Gam Gamlech Ashke Gmalech Ashke Oso Hochach the Lavdachal Yisal Vo Ida Kiasisa Chesed Madani. Says Rashi Vo Ida Loshon Techina Hoda Liba Loshon Techina as a way of supplication. Hoda Liba, let me know through her. Let me know through this simon. What was Eliezer Avraham saying? I'm pretty sure I saw in the Sifsei Chachamim that Rashi is telling us that Eliezer meant this whole thing as a form of tefillah. He was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this, so it's similar to the Avodas HaMelech, but a little different. He's saying that through the medium of tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let this be a way for me to know that this girl will be right for Yitzchak, and this will be the girl that's for Yitzchak. But as long as it's derech tefillah, it's not bechlal nichosh. And the Sforno says the same thing over here as well. That as long as it's derech tefillah, it's not bechlal the prohibition of nichosh. Okay, we'll stop here. Just a few mahalchim in terms of being masbir, the nichosh of Eliezer Eved Avram.